You are listening to BensTorah.com.
For the Brisk Rav, I'll say over something I said in Shir about even the poorest person has to recline when he drinks the ladle b'kashas. Is that what it says in the Mishnah? Let's check. Afyonish b'solo yochal ad sheyesa.
It's also one of two mitzvahs that an ani has to sell the shirt off his back to be mumkayim.
Abakaisis, right.
Abakaisis and Ner Chanukah.
Ner Chanukah, Pesuminis, exactly.
Right.
Sell the shirt off your back and buy yourself for a job,
right?
For money. Those three things. Only for Abakaisis and
Ner Chanukah.
I can't afford it, right? You don't have to do it. Pesuminis has the special chiyuv. Yeah, but it's funny, it says lo yochal ad sheyesa. It means the matzah. Learn about that. It's ma'akiv v'astaba. You have to do it again today. So I mentioned there in the shir, I mentioned that Rashi says ad sheyesa. Rashi says lo yochal ad sheyesa k'derech b'nei chorin b'mita v'ashulchon zeichalichetz. A bed. You gotta have a bed.
Wow.
Let's see, you're so poor and you don't have a bed.
Right.
But according to Rashi, I argued, there's no mitzvah seva because the mitzvah is to look like a king. You have to look like a king to lay on a bed.
Right.
Rashi says, on the spot, that even though he doesn't have a bed, the chiddush of the mitzvah mishnah is that, so you would think if you don't have a bed to recline on. So kamash, even on a hard bench, like the Ramah says, if you just have a hard bench, there's a mitzvah vaseva. So, I'm just saying of what I said in Shia. We're going to learn the Brisk Rav tonight, which I mentioned to this morning in Shir. Oh, yeah, it's on yesterday's daf. So, we're doing Aviv Sachim. It's too tempting. I didn't want to schlep Oilam back to the carbon Pesach, so I figured, well, let's enjoy Aviv Sachim. We only have 3 weeks of Arbi Pesach and three Shiurim, that's it. So, Tosfos holds, Shalom Aleichem Chaim, that you have to have a seba, you don't need a bed. You can do it on a hard bench. Rashbam holds you have to look like a king. If you have to do it on a bed. So I said, you know, the Raviyah holds, the Bizman HaZed, there's no mitzvah seba. Because you don't look like a king, you look like an idiot. If somebody would walk into your house and see everybody drinking wine, reclining down, they'd call the men in the white coats. They think we lost our minds. You don't look like a king today. So the question is there a mitzvah? The Rashbam holds, you have to do it on a bed. If you don't look like a king, there's no mitzvah. So Yisrael holds is a din to do a seva. Father, the reason is, because it's derech amadcha. The reason is because it's there. It's that's how a melech does it, but the ma'isa, it's still a mitzvah. Tais holds like the Rama says, even on a hard bench. So I kind of see it's a machlekes rishonim. If today there's a mitzvah aseva, according to the Rashbam, that you have to look like a king. So there's no mitzvah. You don't look like a king. That's what Rashbam says. You have to do it on a bed. But Tais holds even an ani that doesn't have a bed. So he's reclining on a hard bench. He doesn't look like a king. There's still a mitzvah seba. So I want to be toiler, this machlokes. See, we rely b'di'eved. If you don't do a seba, you do the mitzvah. So b'di'eved on coast two, we rely on the rabbiyah. But on coast one, three, and four, I'm sorry, one, three, and four, because you can't drink again if the coast one, three, and four. On coast two, we rely on the rabbiyah. So that's what I said today, you know, yesterday, the first blot in Aviv Pesachim, is Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos, it's a Tanai and a Seba that you look like a king. What happens if you do a Seba? You don't look like a king.
If you go to the poorest countries in the Arab world, they eat in tents and they lie on the ground like they're lying on a bed. That's how they eat.
You mean the Arabs, they lie on the ground?
Yeah. And that's how they eat, you know, very, very shallow, yes. Very low, like they're lying on a bed on the ground.
I hear. So that's like a different shot. It's
the poorest people.
And yeah. Carpeting.
Yitzchak says the Far East.
And carpeting.
But Rashbam says on a bed, Bemita. Rashbam says, you don't look like a king. You look like a poor slob if you're lying on the floor. If you want to look like a king, you need a bed. And we want to look like kings. Okay, Rabbi Shai, let's get to the briskura. I have it on the screen. Someone sees. It's a classic briskura of everybody in Lakewood. Every yeshiva bach knows this briskura. And it's okay, the Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos, it says, Lo yitchaselo arb me arba kaisis. You can't give him less than arba kaisis, the poorest guy. What about his family? You're giving him tev, what about his family? So Tosfos says, just like by Kiddush, you can be mitzi your family. Not everybody has to drink from the kais. You can be mitzi mishpacha. Only one person has to drink from the kais. So Taisos, Abakais is the same thing. Abakais is like Kiddush. Look at the Taisos. If you have a Gemara in front of you,
which
the Sadi Tesamid Beis, Lo Yifchasula. On yesterday's daf, first daf in Abubsar. Yitachalosh and Mashmak Tsas. Shehosil Von of Nebeis, Kim La'atzma. He doesn't give to his children and his wives. It's common sense. The Maishna Abba Kaisis me Kiddush. Just like Kiddush, you can be Motzi of family. They don't have to drink wine. You can be Motzi them in Abba Kaisis. The Chashon Hashem Motzi of Kulam.
You can't be Motzi with anything but wine. So it's not like other Kiddush.
Oh, we're going to talk. The Briskura talks about that. Who says you can't use Chamer Medina? The Briskura, that's one of his Tilius. If you can use Chama Medina.
No, make it on pass. Make it on matzah.
Oh, matzah. Oh, you want to say on pass. See, Abba Kaisis, you can't be yikes on pass. What about Chama Medina? You're right.
I'm trying to say, the other three Kaisis, it's not like Kiddush. It's.
Yeah, but Kaisis say, you're right. That you're right. Chaim is saying that on the Dalit Kaisis, you need a Kais. But Kiddush also requires a Kais. But you could make Kiddush on Chala. If it's chaviv, you can make kiddush and challah. You're right. That distinction, you're right. But the briskura speaks about chamer medina, beer or liquor. Can you use orange juice? Chamer medina. Can you use chamer medina for arba kaisis? We're going to talk about it in the briskura. We have a little talk. So this is Taisis shita, amazing shita. They don't have to drink arba kaisis. That the arba kaisis, one is on Kiddush, one is on Haggadah, one is on Birchas Hamazon, one is on Hallel. It's a mitzvah ala kais, like Kiddush. It's not a mitzvah to drink the kais. The kais must be drunk because it's kais shel bracha. So you got to drink just like every Abdallah in Kiddush. You got to drink from the kais. But there's no mitzvah to drink ala kais. It says lo yitzchasulai. And smashma, he just gets arba kaisis. You don't give to the family. So look at the briskura. See, I feel a little badly, but Arif Sachem, we all know it's familiar stuff. See, you have to know the Gemara on Kof Ches. You have to learn a little Gemara on Kof Ches. They don't get circle around the Tosfos. If you look at your screen on top of the left column, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, that's the briskura that I printed for you. Shasa Abok Kosis Elim Yayin Sheinam Mazum. L'chadchili, you can't have raw wine. You have to mix the rime with water. In those days, the pure rime was like syrup. It tasted good when you mixed it with water. Meziga sakos. So the Rambam says, shasa because in the yan she'ein no mazim. It's called chai, just without diluting it. Yotzi de abakos. Yotzi abakosis. Well, yotzi de chemrus. Not yotzi chem. Now, what does this chemrus mean? Well, see, it's my machlok sishayin.
Mishtaka, no?
What?
That's the mishtaka.
This is more mishtaka. It's raw. It's more mishtaka.
It's not potable. When it's raw, it's not potable. It's like having 190% proof alcohol.
Yes, it's mishtaker.
People who are refined don't drink it. It's more behemoth.
So we'll talk about it.
It's not for human consumption.
Well, it's roilish.
It's
well, that's the Brisker Rebbe learned that way. That's not a Rashbam learned. So we're going to get a Maslokes Rishon like this. Just Abakos is Mizigim Bevasachas. So two Gemaras. If you drink the wine raw means undiluted, or you drink the wine not on the four cups. You drink four cups, but not on the Kiddush, Manishtana, the Agadah, Berchus Hamazon, Shosin. Because of us achas. Because of achas. It is a shayrus yatsa. You don't see it, they shayrus. Yayim is the abakaisis lo yatsa. This is an open Gemara. So look, we'll see how the Rashbam runs, and we'll see how the Rif steers. Mako din zabib sachem daf kufches amid beit. Shasen chai yatsa. You drink it undiluted. Chai yatsa. And whatever the yayas, they shayrus lo yatsa. So we'll soon see how the Rashbam runs. Shas bavas achas. If you drank them for once, Rabbim de yayin yotza. Yotzi yayin. If they abakos lo yotza. Now what does yayin mean? Kisa rifshem gabi shas and chay the abakos yotza. Like your shas bavas achas, you de chayrus lo yotza.
Was it me? I was saying that, no? I was saying
that. Rifshem kirsa is by shas bavas achas, yotza chayrus yotza, not yayin. Our gear says, if you drink them at once, four cups at once, yide yayin yatsa. The Rifskir says yide cheris yatsa. So look what he says. In the Rama. Alvim v'yish Rashi Rajma. Let's see how the Rajbam knows. Shapir shudadma rabbi yide cheris lo yatsa. Sdochak. I admit it's sdochak. Hayde mzum mitzvah shleim. It's not a mitzvah min amuch. Yaitz abakaisis. It's undiluted. But it's not a mitzvah min amuch. That's how the Rajbam learns yide cheris lo yatsa. Dainu grains of mitzvah shleima. It's not a complete mitzvah. The chshivas elabiyayim mazal. And chshivas says that the full mitzvahs have diluted wines. It's better. It's more chashuv. If you drink it on diluted, you're not yates a mitzvah namucha. Uchem. V'chein. Pirush. What is this? Uchem. I can't read this. Elabiyayim mazal. Chia nira duratzalam. Chia nira means looks like chia nira duratzalam. Lo kia mitzvah menamuch. Exactly right. Means a mitzvah shleim. It's not a mitzvah menamuch. And the Ran Shan. That's how the Ran learns, like Rashi, Rashbam, Koloma shelo kia mitzvah menamuch. Mi einzach lazlo shos habakaisis. The yoyts habakaisis. You had it undiluted, so it's not a mitzvah menamuch. But you yoyts. Over sefer. Now, what about the second case when you drank them at one time? These are the two cases, undiluted and one time. Well, the sefer gabe concerning shas basachas pirshu Rashbam of the Tashish. The Havdu Kamei the Yayin Yotza. So you know Rashbam learned today in Yayin Yotza. The Yotzeh Ben Simcha Siyanta. The Yayin Yotza has nothing to do with Abakaisis. If you drink them at once, you Yotzeh Simcha Siyanta. I once told you the Shagas Aris Kash. Remember the Shagas Aris Kash? I spoke it out in Pesach Sheni. Shagasari, yes, there's no mitzvah simchas yontif the first night.
Ach, the Yom HaRishon, right?
Shagasari is a kasha match.
Ach, is mamay, yom.
Yeah, my ear, you mamay the first night, marbe, why you mamay shminat leo shminat seres night? So Shagasari, yes, the Rashbam says, yes, ben simchas yontif. Pray to Shagasari, there's no mitzvah simchas yontif. Matcha remembers the Gemara. Shmak and kasha matcha.
Yeah.
Shagasari. You know what he answers. His answer is simple, but it's, you know, he says only drabon. First night is midrabon and simchas yon. That's his step. Okay. Yeah. Just reporting the news. Avo mitzvahs abakaisis lokim. You're not mekayim abakaisis. Denech shav melakechon. Yayin yotzes. You're not yotze abakaisis because taisa shita is. Abakaisis is kaisala kiddush, kaisala goda, kaisala benching, kaisala alel. It only counts as one. See, the Mishnah talks about this a little bit. I don't even think it counts as one. See, it depends what you did it on. If you did it by Kiddush, you don't count as Kiddush. He says they only count as one. Then Nichav, he gives us, and they say, that's the Girsa. It's a Girsa. And if you drink it at once, you the Yayin Yatza, learns Taish Rashbam, Yatza Simchas Yantar. This is a funny Lashi, the Yayin Yatza, that's Simchas Yantar. The Girsas are Rifa Rambam. They have a different Girsa. They Chayrus Yatza. What does Chayrus mean? You Yatza Chayrus, if you drink it Mazug, at once you Yatza Chayrus. Harry Myers asked me the Mitzvah Shadal Kalsus. Chayrus is a Din and Dalit Kalsus. Blow me Din Simchas Yantar. If you talk beer, ikach milsa. Yotzi de cheres. Yotzi de abakosis. What does that mean? Yotzi de cheres, but you know yotzi abakosis. What are these two dinim? Cheres and abakosis. See, Bishlam, in the other case, Rashbam learns, in the case of undiluted, you say it's yotzi de abakosis. Cheres means you're not yotzi mitzvah min amuch. But what does it mean yotzi cheres and you're not yotzi abakosis? So again, he says what I just told you. Bishlam Abureisha, Yotzi de Abakosis, it's Abakosis, the Mitzvah Shaladalos of Lokim, Osim and Amuvcha, Shtia Derecheris, Lobel Yainchai. It's undiluted, it's not Derecheris. That's not the way a free person drinks wine. What does that mean? The Rivs Kirsa. If you drink it at once, you eat the chesed of the abakosis. Halutzorich is me'am yesh vashti yadar cheres. And now we bring this to Nira. Now we're going to try to move up. See if I can do it slowly. Beautiful. Wow, I'm getting good at it. Nira lo. Okay. Oh, I had to call my wife and try to get it. I was losing it off the screen. We'll get the knack. Classic. The Briskarab says there's two dinim in Arbakos. He quotes Taisis that Arbakos is just like Kiddush Alayayin, benching Alayayin. It's not a mitzvah to drink Arbakos. He doesn't give the family, just he gets it. So Taisus says, no problem, the sorrow. Why is it different? Taisus is like, well, of course, why not? Every Friday night, you can might see, you know, everyone doesn't have to drink. So the Abakosis, everyone doesn't have to drink. So he heard from his father. Hagoyin Reb Chaim, Mechvah Shemati, Mei Adoni, Avi, Yimog, V'Rabi, Hagoyin Zatzal, Shatom Al Divri Ad Toises Eil. Reb Chaim, what do you mean it's a mitzvah to drink Dar Al Kaisis? As if you need to be Reb Chaim. Any you know, child can ask this, right? Toises compares it to Kiddush. So Reb Chaim asks, Hagoyin Hagodol Reb Chaim. He asks, the Hasa Mitzvah Ba Bracha. The Ika's mitzvah is the Bracha. So Ika Kiddush. You don't have to drink from it as long as somebody drinks from it. So it's a kaish shell. Kiddush ala kaish. You have to kiddush a kaish. But l'chayrav l'abakos l'ika mitzvah yashtiyah shel kaish. Without taisis, all of us, we just said, it's a mitzvah to drink dalad kaisis. So you can be mitzvah in a mitzvah to drink dalad kaisis. Ma'ishach l'haytzi bazeh. So you see from taisis now. Since this is what any child would ask. So Chaim says, "Ah, you see from Taisus now, the Dal Kaisus is also is not a mitzvah to drink for Kaisus." Vachiach mizeh, Dr. Chaim. Vachiach mizeh is quoting his father. The Sfilei la Taisus, the Gamer Kaisin ika mitzvah shtiyas a Kaisus. It's not a mitzvah to drink for Kaisus, like my bracha shala Kaisus. The mamish dugmas kiddush, the kol hashana. It's like kiddush all year. The kol kosha bracha ad kaduma. That's what Chaim, his father, said. You see from Taisvis that when it comes to Arba Kaisis, it just means you have to do the mitzvah on the Kais. Because each one, each Kais, you do with a mitzvah. Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel. So it's a mitzvah to do these things ala Kais. So the mitzvah on Kiddush, you don't have to drink it. The point is the Kiddush should be ala Kais, but you don't have to drink the Kais. That's what Taisvis says. So he brings a gura. He brings from the gura.
If you only have one kais worth of wine, Should you break it up into four parts?
You mean, you know, you need a revius. It won't be yaitzer. You need a revius.
You said you don't have to drink it, just making a bracha.
No, no, put it this way. You have to drink rive revius. You have to drink, which Taisa sells, we're learning the Brisker Rav, is Malay Lugmas, an ounce and a half. I paskin for the weak of heart or the women, that all they have to drink, if we go with a small revius, like with Chaim Noah, is 2.7 ounces of Aryeh Kaplan. If you hold a revius, it's 2.7 ounces, like Agoin Aryeh Kaplan. And Agoin Rav Chaim Noah. So then, Rav revius is an ounce and a half. So Pesach night, you have to drink 6 ounces. Even the Vibe, even the Nashim Sidkanius, can down an ounce and a half. So I'm makel with my shul shiur, my small shiur for matzah, for yayin. We make everything easy and small. So I say you only have to drink an ounce and a half every course. I mean, I drink more than that because I want to be machmir. But if it's difficult, remember there was one Amori had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos. He was so sensitive to wine that he suffered headaches from Pesach to Shavuos. So he brings a gra. Should we move up a little bit? Maybe I'll move up a little bit slow.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah. I spoke about this in the shir. When you have to drink the kais, do you have to have one person drink it? I can be mitzvah. I was sitting by a chashev of Rosh Hashiva in Washington Heights. I was just married. They invited us for a Shabbos for them. And I noticed that he takes a sip. And all the family takes a sip. And it's Malay Lugma. He's Mekel. This Rosh Hashiva. That you don't have one person that's going to drink a Malay Lugma. Together, the whole family drinks a Malay Lugma. This is a machlokes poskim. He told me he can't take wine. This is the only way he can do it. So he's maker. But it's a machlokes poskim. If you can be mitzvah, everyone's drinking to the Malay Lugmav, or you need one guy to drink Malay Lugmav. In Shtia Shnai mitzvahs, the Malay Lugmav. Maybe Agra Maka Lashitas HaRash. And Agra brings a ride to the Rash. The Ein Shtia Shnai mitzvahs, not like this Plony Rosh Hashiva. The Ein Shtia Shnai mitzvahs. By the min b'psachim daf kof alof amit beis. Tomorrow's daf. Yeah, tomorrow's daf. Wonder. Kof alof amit beis. Udish de rub at the kush. That's kof ches amit beis. I read it wrong. It's not so clear. Kof ches amit beis. We said it's next week. Udish de rub at the kush. Afgav the neighbor shasu hashah. Who did Ishtay Rubidikas? Afgav the Bnei Beis, Oshasu Asha. He has to drink Rav Akkas. And the family drinks the rest. Yeshom, Sphere Lake. Who Kayakula? Yachad. So, in other words, we're talking about Arba Kais. And the Rush learns that who the Shasi means not only the Balabas, the one who's making the Kiddush, all of them together. So, why is he comparing Kiddush to Arba Kais? He's learning out Kiddush from Arba Kais. I'm a Vodmi Dvegra. The man this like the Shkia Shnaim at Starefis. Kam Rabbi Kos is Adin Ken. The Gra's learning that by Abba Kos, if you can meet Starefis by Kiddush, you're learning it out from Dalit Kos. Now, if you hold, you have to drink Rav. Everyone has to drink Rav Kos. How can you even start the drinking of the group? If the Gra's learning that you're learning out Kiddush from Abba Kos, so it's a Raya that the Gra's learning like Taisvis, and Abba Kais said, then you need the brach on the yayin, so you can be mitzvah if everyone's drinking. If I have to drink a cup, I can be mitzvah you and you and you and you. The Gra's saying that the din hu deshasa Abba Kaisa, Malay Lugma, deshasa Ruba de Kaisa, is by Abba Kaisa also. You can be mitzvah the drinking of a few. It must be like Taisvis. That's the risk of Zulayah. Now, if you have the Brisker Rav, it's the second, it's on three sheets, the Brisker Rav. We did the first sheet, Perek Zayin Halacha Teis, and now that when you turn over the page, I have it on the next sheet, was on the screen, but it ran away. It got lost. Even the Rebbetzin couldn't retrieve it. So this is what he says. Okay. Ulam Nira. But he's going to say now, it's davar machlok rishon. It's a big machlok rishonim. It's a mitzvah is to drink for a kaisus, or the mitzvah is just a kiddush ala kais. That's a machlok rishonim. And when Ross says his comparison, he's going like Tysus. We fool from the Gra like Tysus. That drinking kiddush, that arba kaisus is like a mitzvah ala yayin. It's not a mitzvah to drink for a kaisus. It's a mitzvah ala yayin. Now he's going to say a very interesting machlokes. See, it's one Gemara says malei lugma. One Gemara says roiv hakos. One Gemara says you have to drink by kiddush malei lugma. What by in Arab Pesachim it says roiv hakos. So guess what? Tosfos says that malei lugma and roiv hakos is the same thing. Because in Pesachim Kuf Zayin it says Malugma the Beinon who Rav Revis. Malay Lugma by an average person was Rav Revis. Amina Kamam Budishi Ruba de Kasa. See, by Kiddush it says you have to drink Malay Lugma. A cheekful. How much is a cheekful? By an average person it's an ounce and a half. Or Rav Revis, whatever you want to call that. Umalay Lugma. Chenkas Vidayim Lakam Dav Kuf Ches. Adakmagma Ruba de Kasa. Anikam Malay Lugma Shimdi Ren. So, he's comparing Kiddush and Abakaisis. Just like Kiddush need Malay Lugmav, Abakaisis, you also need Malay Lugmav. For me, Zed is feeling. Same thing, Malay Lugmav is by Kiddush, by Abakaisis, Kvagabi Kosha Kiddush. Shirtimasu Malay Lugmav. The Cholakaisis Shabrach. By the way, we'll soon see. If you have a big Kais, do you need Rav Kais? We don't pass in that way. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to use a small kais. So this way you'd be machmel like the Ramban, you need Rav HaKais. But he's going to talk about it. What I'm going to go on Ruba de Kasa. Love Dino. The Mishnah says Rav HaKais. It's just another way of describing Malay Lugmav. You don't need Rav HaKais. And Rabbi said, you hold on, Allah that way. I know you have a big kais. We all lose big kaises. We don't use 3.5, 3.5 ounce kaises. Your kais probably takes 4.5, 5 ounces. You don't need roiva kais. We don't paskin like the Ramban. I remember my kids, they would drink the whole kais. I would scream at them, why are you drinking the whole kais? And guess what? Unless you have a giant cheek, it's subjective. It means you're the average guy has a cheek of Rav Kais. If you have a big cheek, you need more. Ulam. The Rambam holds Sveidim. Rambam holds that by Kiddush you need Malei Lugmav. By Pesach you need Rav Kais. Vim Shasa Mikol Kos Mem Rubo Yata. The Rambam says you have to drink Rav of the Kais. Lohiske Klal Ochashiur de Malei Lugmav. The Rambam seems to differentiate between Kiddush and Abba Kais. I'll give you Kiddush Lechte. Mashman. Beautiful Deek and Raman. The Svidin, Tzvedin. By Kiddush, you need Malay Lugman. Subjective. By Pesach, you need Rav Kais. Why? Because when does it din of drinking from the Kais? You have to drink from the Kais. How much do you have to drink from the Kais? So then we say, the Rakabi Kiddush, have a shitty Masay Malay Lugman. But Arba Kais is a mitzvah to drink the Kais. It's a mitzvah to drink four kaises. Rove of the kaises is like you drank the kais of a guy because to be the dafka ruba the kais of a malay luma. Now, I don't know if he means rove revius or rove kais mamish. It's not, see, that's the machlekes pusk in the Mishnah Berurah, clearly. We're not machme like the Ramban. Maybe lechatchila you should do it. But we don't hold like the Ramban, you have to drink movak. Rove kais is rove revius. The question is malay luma the same as rove revius? Ramban, famous. Ramban holds that you have to drink Rav HaKais. And if it's a big kais, if it's 7 ounces, you have to drink 4 ounces. Would they serve sure those oats in Dafayim Bays? It being in the Hilchas Kiddush. Damn him a kais gadol, kamar v'yisachlish ozapka Rav HaKais. Rei lehedya. Yisir ben shir malay lugmav. Adbin dafka ruba de kasamidin. So in other words, these two things, is it different Kiddush and Abakaisus? Going to Tais, same thing. Malay Lugmav, Kiddush, Abakaisus. I think Mar says Rav Kais, so my Lugmav is the same thing. But Rabban and Rambam hold that by Kiddush you need Malay Lugman. Habakkusin Rabba Kais, why is this difference? Because the Rambam holds is a din, you have to drink the Kais. It's not a din of Kiddush ala Kais. The Rambam holds is a din, you have to drink the Kais. And then Baran, the Chaypin Kiddush ala Kais. The Ran makes this distinction. The answer to Tyson's question. One, by Kiddush it says Malay Lugman. By Habakkusin it says Rabba Kais. Shabbat says, you got a kiddush, shatayima. You got to drink from the kais. It's a din of drinking from the kais. So you just need malay lugmav. A lugmav got a talib kais, vidavka roiva kais. What's the svara? The Brisker Rav says, the inus field got a kiddush, shat kais, shabracha. Vika masaiwa brach shala kais. By kiddush, you make a bracha on the kais. So you have to drink from the kais. So it's enough if you drink malay lugmav. You drank from the kais. And you can't be yitz unless you drink from it. How much do you have to drink from it? It's subjective, a cheekful. That's te'ima. But abakais, you have to drink the cup. You have to drink a cup of wine. Ravakais is called that you drank the cup of wine. That's the chiluk of Rashi's statements. Found this in the Bach. So he says, the end of this column, that according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there's a special mitzvah drinking Dalet Kaisis. The Rambam says that, Chabazaba Kaisis Shal Yayin, Abba Midirat Kaisis, so now we have a Machlok Rishayim. But the Brisker Rav is going to say in the next column, as, and that's how he's going to learn up beautifully, the Maran Kuf Chesem and Beis, the Tzvei Dinim. The Tzvei Dinim in Arba Kaisis. The Rambam says you have to drink Arba Kaisis Derech Cheres. There's one din in Arba Kaisis that you have to do a Derech Cheres. A free man drinks a Dalet Kaisis. Then drinking Arba Kaisis Derech Cheres. There's another din of doing the Mitzvah Salah Kais. He's going to say in the Rambam that, according to the Rif's Girsa, when we had the Gemara in Kuf Ches, let's go over the Gemara. Shasim bevas achas. If you drink, not on the brachas, yidei cheres yotze. You know what cheres means? You drank four cups. There's one mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. If you drank them bevas, yotze dei cheres, you know the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, means mamish at once, you have to wait a minute or two between them. Does it mean at once? Actually, it means at once. Boom, 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 boom. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe it's not mamish at once, you have to wait, you know, a few minutes. But you didn't do it on the mitzvah. It's yotze day habakas la yotze. So yotze bevas achas, yotze cheres, that means there's a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine, there are cheres. You drank it at once, yotze that mitzvah of habakas. Echei lehebe. Alehebe. Shasan chai. Undiluted. Undiluted. So yotze habakas. What does that mean, yotze habakas? You're not yotze cheres. If you drink it undiluted, the yitz abakais means you did the mitzvah akais. It's not cheres. See, there's a mitzvah, the abakais is to be a sign of cheres. If it's undiluted, it's not cheres. So, the risk of learns in Rambam, the tzvei dinim, so the Gemara is beautiful. There's a din of drinking four kaises. And there's also a din of doing them on the mitzvahs. So if you drink them at once, so you yaitzi, you drank four kaisis, but you didn't do it on the mitzvahs. If you do it on the mitzvahs, but it's undiluted, so then you yaitzi, the chiv of doing the mitzvah, it's like Yiddish. So it's not, cheres means you're like a free man. So the din of Arba Kaisis drinking four cups, you're not yaitzi. But you yaitzi Arba Kaisis vis-a-vis you did the four kaisis on the mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav is doing classic Brisker maneuver. Say, Rambam holds Tzvei dinim, both dinim. And that's what the Gemara means, cheres. So you don't have to bring in Rashi, Rashbam with some tocha. Yidei yayin yasa means simchas yantiv. We have a little different gears. Yidei cheres yasa. If you drink it at once, so yidei cheres. You drank four cups of wine. That chiv yayasa. But so there are two dinim in Arba Kaisis. The Brisker Rav is saying, according to the Rambam, they said, tzvei dinim. I want to point out, he also says here, I'm sorry, I can show it to you on the screen. See, midoraisa, there's a din that chayv ladam la'arsas atzma. You remember that? Midoraisa, you have to show that you're a freed man. Ikadav shemichud laski lo batzva yatsa. Who mitzvah me'at Torah. It's a mitzvah me'at Torah. It's famous from the briskers that you have to show laharus es atzmai ki ilu hu yatsa atav mishiv mitzvah. Who mitzvah me'at Torah. Now, how do you do that? You want to tell me how to do that? But the rice, how am I supposed to show laharus es atzmai ki ilu yatsa mitzvah? Come on, Rambam writes, so look what he says. It's an interesting brisk alumnus. It's a little tzarechim. In other words, there's a daraisa. Chachamim said, do this. It's a chiyuv drabanan, but it looks like the brisk of it's a kiyuv daraisa. The Torah didn't say you have to do haseba. The Torah didn't say you have to drink abakais, suddenly drabanan. The Torah said, Chai Vedamas Asnar says much. That's why I'm asking you, how do you show? So how do you show? You know, we have, Chacham said, do Haseba, do Abakaisis, and Midaraisa, how do you show it? You want to give me another idea? Motcha, help me.
What I don't understand is the whole mitzvah of Abakaisis is Rabbanon.
The Rabbanon. But he said,
take the Rabbanon and use that as a
Midaraisa. There's no chi of the Raisa to drink Abakaisis. And there's no chi of the Raisa to do Haseba. There's a chiyav daraisa laharus et atzmo. He doesn't bother explaining to ani akutin. So how do you fulfill that?
The dalakosis is rabbanon.
What?
The dalakosis itself is the rabbanon.
Yes, dalakos rabbanon, save is the rabbanon. But the Brisker Rav says the chiyav laharus et atzmo is daraisa. Midaraisa you have to be maris atzmo. The rabbanon said, "This is what I want you to do. I want you to do a seba, and I want you to do a baris." And so, I think according to the Bris Kav, it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa, but it's not a chiyuv.
Wow.
Not a chiyuv deraisa. So I'm only asking you rhetoric, or I really want an answer, Moshe. If you could help me, I would appreciate it. So midaraisa, what are you supposed to do midaraisa? What you want?
Dressed up like a slave.
Dressed up like a slave.
Yeah, not in a suit and a tie.
Dress up like a slave and then rip off the slave garments and put on a suit. Right? I don't know. So I would say over the briskweb, in other words, that it's a chiyuv derabanan. Matzah is right. I'm a mitzvah derabanan, but it's a kiyum of chayvim sasma. So mekodo zemit v'agmar b'sachem daf kuptes. So if you drink it undiluted, if you drink it undiluted, you didn't do it derech cheres. That's the gears of the riff. If you drink it undiluted, that's not derech cheres. Ben Chayrin doesn't drink undiluted wine, so it's not derech cheres. You're not yotze that mitzvah, but yoytz abakosis, yoytz the din of kiddush alayayim. There's a tzvei din. There's a din to make kiddush alayayim. If you drink Friday night undiluted, you yoytz. It's wine. You can make a bracha on. It's kiddush, but it's not derech cheres. So if you use undiluted wine, yoytz abakosis. That means the din of kiddush alayayim, and then the. So the Rishon LeZion was saying, ulam haridel cholashim. So in other words, the Rambam holds as an independent mitzvah of drinking dalut kaisers. That's called cheres. It's an independent mitzvah of drinking dalut kaisers. But there's also a mitzvah to do them on the
Magadah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because the Bi'ah Halacha, I often mention, the Chofetz Chaim sort of touched on the Brisker Rav. The Chofetz Chaim brings the machlokes to Pri Chodesh and the Beis Yosef. If you yotze arba kaisers, if you don't do them on the mitzvahs.
Today's Tysus. If you do the brichas amazon, you do the kaisel brichas amazon.
Add water. Boy, you love that.
No, yeah, that Tysus is.
Yeah. Rabbi said, let me say it over to them. Matzcha. The oilam was on the floor.
Are you is that our seder? Because it's
so the oilam was trying seder. Rabbi said, let me matzcha mention the Tysus. We stuck on it today. Yossi, notice it. Yossi,
put your face. Send it inside.
You're reading everything. You did it all since I.
Yeah.
So, the screen, so, like, Seder. You can do the Seder out of order. That is a quote of Rabbi Yossi. We don't pass it.
Is that a kiyum? According to Rambam, is that a kiyum?
Who says you need the order? You got to do benching on a coach? Let me say it. First, let me say it. Let's say the Taisus. We, only us three, we know the Taisus. Let's teach
us the Taisus.
According to Rabbi Yossi, if you're eating Erev Pesach, you finish your meal and you bench, and then you make Kiddush. This is what we learned in today's daf. According to Rabbi Yossi, you just keep on eating. You don't have to stop. You have to eat another. So you finish your meal. Then you bench. Then you bench.
Then you make Kiddush.
Make Kiddush. So Tyson, how do you do Abacus? So no problem. So you first do. So instead of doing what we do, Yayin Kiddush al Yayin Haggadah and Birchas HaMazon Yayin and Hallel, you go backwards. You do Birchas HaMazon al HaKoyis and Kiddush al HaKoyis and Haggadah and then Hallel. Who says it has to be in order?
I had a problem with matzah and afikoyman. So matzah I said before benching, fine, but what about afikoyman?
Why is that troubling you, Yossi? Are you
going to have to wash again, or because you're going to have the maror after the afikoyman, which is a problem?
You mean the matzah and the maror? Taste doesn't say how to handle matzah and maror. You're benching on the suda. Now, maybe you ate the matzah and the afikoyman. You mean you didn't.
So the matzah part, you can answer you ate before you benched. Maybe it was not.
Why not the afikoyman? Why is it bothering
you? Because you're going to eat some other stuff after you make Kiddush. It's going to take.
No, you're not going to eat. No.
You have the maror.
You have the
maror. Maror is going to be in Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikoyman. Is that still benching or even the rest of the night?
No, the maror you're eating before benching.
No, the maror Taisa says later.
Did Taisa say that? Taisa says the maror is later. What is Taisa says the maror? Taisa Mafsikin. Alchab Yosin. So he says, "Yeshem v'yasu dalt kaisus shalokesed." Shocking kaisus, hargilim. That's what's called bracham samazin tchila. First kais will be benching. Rachav kashal kiddush v'yirakais. Was that karpas? Rachav kiddush v'yirakais. Karpas, he means kash shlishi the manishtana. Rachav maror. Ala kais to the halel. So Tais leaves that matzah and Pesach. So you're worried, yes, you're going to have Mori after the Afikoyman.
Yeah.
It's aim after Racham Matzah Afikoyman, which is a machloikis. It's machloikis later in Abi Pesachim. But yes, you're old, you can't eat after matzah after Afikoyman.
This is the Yishlon, the Yasu Dala Kaisa Shloka Seda.
Yeah. So maybe he holds, he doesn't know they must hear Racham Matzah Afikoyman. Yes, it's machloikis later in the Gemara. Nishkeferla.
Okay.
Yossi had a strong kasha on Taisus. Taisus says the whole Seder out of order, backwards. So the Yom was, couldn't believe it. Seder! The whole Pesach is about Seder. So it's according to Rabbi Yossi, you do it out of order. So what?
Is it, according to Rambam, is that Seder? If it's out of order, is that considered all Seder?
Yes. Yeah. See, the Mishnah Brewery, I want you to know, there's a Mishnah Brewery. Long be Alochim, says Machlex Prechadish and Beish Yosef. If he eats arba kaisus, bevas achas he eats it. But let's say you wait 10 minutes in between. Are you only yaitz if you do it on the mitzvahs? Are you even yaitz? Stop if you drink 4 kaisus. So what the Brisker Rav assumed? See, the Brisker Rav says that even sveidin, the one who holds. See, the Brisker Rav holds that sveid. According to the Rambam, there's 2 din. You have to drink arba kaisus. That's their acheres. That's to imitate Rukil Chaimus and Laharus. You have to drink Abaddon. There's also a din that you do the mitzvahs on the 4 kaisers, on those mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlekes to be siyasif in the pre-chadash. The Brisker Rav just he goes with the Rambam. He doesn't. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a classic machlekes. Early Paskim, the pre-chadash to be siyasif. By poor memory, it says, but this to me, I didn't have a chance to look it up. But he says it's a machlekes paiskim. The Brisker Rav assumes that according to Taisus, there's only one mitzvah. To do the mitzvah salakos. Now then you don't have the shadow to be alacha. According to Taisus, the whole mitzvah abakosis is to do kiddush alakos and benching alakos and haggad alakos and halal alakos. That's it. No, here's shadow. Are you yaitz if you don't do it on the mitzvah? According to Taisus, I'm sort of yesking on the Mishnah Brura. According to Tosis, the whole mitzvah is to do the mitzvah. Remember, like that we saw from Tosis, that there's no mitzvah to drink four kaisis. The mitzvah of dalet kaisis is to drink them with, that those mitzvahs should be done a la kais. It bothered me a little bit, Haggadah. He believed in the matzah on the yagin. I thought Haggadah is Halel. I thought it's a la kais. I'm a little confused. Is Haggadah on the matzah or is it on the yagin? Why is it on the yagin?
It's a lechem oini.
Oh, no, davar harbe. So that's Bam, Halel, and Haggadah. Oini, sh'oinimal of davar harbe. That's what you mean, Nessie.
Yeah. How are you going to do it here?
You know, by Kiddush, it's always, you're supposed to have Yayin Mazik, by Kiddush, by Abakosais. Drinking wine is only Chashim, it's Mazik. So it's a din by Kiddush, you're also supposed to have Mazik. By Kiddush also, and only for Abakosais. Let's start from Chvi Anira. Let's start from Chvi Anira. We don't have to go all the way to the top. Chvi Anira brings two lines from the top, if you have it on your screens. The Dibet says, Mefrashi, the other command, my day, Chere, slow Yatsa. If it's undiluted, Taisus doesn't learn like the Rambam. The reason you have to mix it is for cheres. That's how the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the reason you mix the wine is should you be there a cheres. Taisus doesn't know that. Rak the Rosh Tzolom do Ovid Mitzvah and Amuch. Remember Rashbam and Taisus learned. We'll see in a few days in the Mitzvah. Means it's not kosher. Every kosher bracha is supposed to mix it. B'chol kosher bracha. I call atzma urak din shal mitzvah min amucha. B'chol kosher ula. Rambam is clear that cheres means the point of mixing it is so it should be cheres. As Rabbi said, according to the Rambam, this is special din of cheres by the Abakosis. Because of Zelashayim. Abakosis, Tzorach, Limza, Losk, Teshia, Shtia, Areva, Hakolofi, Ayayim, Uzidah, Sashayis. The Rambam says it should be sweet. You have to mix it, so it should be Geshmak, sweet. Hakolofi, Ayayim, Uzidah, Sashayis. You mix it the way you like it. According to the type of wine it is, the strength, well, to be a dasa shoysa. Chvi anir mil shoshin zeh. Who zeh din misuyim ha mitz shah bakoysas. The mitz shtem shtet shtia atzoreh. By yayin kiddush, this is a special din, it's supposed to be delicious. This is a din in our bakoysas, derech chesh, derech cheres. Chmur vidvon, it's a chlos ha mesiga lefi dasa shoysa, chlechel fi mashuul. Doesn't say that in Hilchus Kiddush. According to Rashbam in Tosfos, the mziga is that it's chashivas. You want the yayin to be chashiv, so lechatchila it should be chashiv, it should be mixed. According to the Rambam, it's a din in cheres. That mishum ma'is hashtir should be a derech cheres. What's cheres for me is different than for you. It should be geshmak. Fimash chasti umala. Tuktazusha Ramatos, verse 8. Makes sense. Lashim pashay. According to Taisus, Abakos is the same as Kiddush. The Taisus, the Ika Mitzvah Dalkos, Meskiyam Zrak, Mezeshen, Nas, and Kosha Brach. How you make Kaim Abakos? You make Kiddush Alayayim. That's one. Benching Alayayim is two. Hagod Alayayim is three, and Alayayim. Umasishki Rak, Mekoshti, and Kosha Brach. But Taisus learned. It's like any drinking of anything. It's a din in Klav. There's no special din. Shum Sir de Gamho, the Beitin and Bahum Mesida. So yes, from Kosher B'chamaz, it says you're supposed to have it chayli, and by B'chamaz says you're supposed to have it chayli. So he says, "The Rambam tzvile diyesh b'abakos is a mitzvah shtir." The Rambam old tzvedin is a mitzvah to drink it, and that's cheres. The mitzvah to drink it is the mitzvah to show cheres. Special din, it's supposed to be sweet. To be Mekayim, the mitzvah, according to the Rambam of the Shtiyas Abakosis, it's got to be done in a way of a free man. You drink it undiluted, It's a kosher bracha. It's a Rambam Mot Seidin. The Yedin kosher bracha. I'm zikir rak in shem mitzvah min amurcha. It's just a mitzvah min amurcha. But if you don't mix it, you're also yait. Like Kiddush. You don't mix the wine, so it doesn't taste so good. Who cares? I mean, they cheres lo yatsa. What is it? They cheres lo yatsa means they sashti yashim yishum cheres, like we said earlier. Then Rambam Polygam Matais Betati. Rambam argues with Tais on two things. Two things Rambam argues with Tais. Chad b'shasim chai. One is when you drink it undiluted. According to Tais, it's kind of mitzvah kais. According to Tais, it's only one day. You have to do the mitzvahs on a kais. So if it's undiluted, you did the mitzvah on the kais. It's also mitzvah on amulch. So why does it mean cheres lo yatsa? It's not the first great mitzvah. To be good mitzvah, perfect mitzvah, you have to have it diluted. But if you don't have it diluted, you're also yaitz the mitzvah of Kiddush and all these things on a kodesh. That's what, according to Rambam, there are two kiyum in the Abba Kaisis. One kiyum is derech cheres. If you're undiluted, you're not yaitz that mitzvah of Abba Kaisis. Shum yaitzim ha mitzvah shal dal kaisis. You know, there's an example for Rabbi Yisrael, you know, the same as Mar Keshis. You know, there's a shayla, some poskim say, why don't you say halal on Purim? Mar gives three answers. One
we
is,
So
some say, poskim say, if you don't have a Megillah, you have to read halal. Kriyas is for Layla, if you don't have a Megillah, then you read halal. That's what some poskim say. And some, the famous Mar Keshis says, why can't a woman be motzi a man? Mystery of the Baal. Tyson brings that even though women are chayav is mikra megillah, but they can't be motzi amin. So many different explanations. The Marcheshes, who just came to me, somebody just came to me a few days ago. He's a grandson of the Marcheshes. Some guy came to me, said, Nani, divorced, he's living in Mexico. And he says, I'm a grandson of the Marcheshes. Wow. So, the Marcheshes, I think so. Anyway, the Marcheshes says that women can be yotzei men if she's a din of halal. Kriyas and Megillah, you know, two things. Halal and Kriyas and Megillah. And women does have a chi of halal. That's a famous Marcheshes. So the Brisker Rebbe say, quote the Rambam, Svei dinim abba kaisis. And that din of drinking for kaisis, they're chayas, you're not yotzei, but some don't lose. Now we talk about Chama Megillah. The last thing we'll speak about, the end of the shtickle here, which brings...
Women don't have to say halal by
Seder. Late. I ran out of time. I'm never, you know, my sheet is I never keep the olam late. Even though
women don't have to say halal Seder night?
He says, no, they do. The chayav is in halal Seder night. The chayav and dal price is not good. Women are chayav and Seder night. And halal, that halal. Rabbi Sai, the last guy gives 30 seconds. Chama Medina. The last piece he speaks about, can you use Chama Medina? So he says, you can think so. The Brisker Rav says like this. If you hold this Kiddush ala Yayin, so you can use Chama Medina. Just like Kiddush, you can use Chama Medina. So you can, but if you hold it's Derech Cheres, like the Rambam, you need wine. If you hold that the wine, drinking the wine is Yayin Derech Cheres, says a brach ala kais. So if you use wine, if you don't have Chama Medina, you can use Chama Medina in lieu of wine. But the Brisker Rav says, if it's a din like the Rambam, that it's dinim, that you have to drink a kais derech cheres, that you can only do with wine. Now, I don't say I necessarily agree. Why can I do with beer? You know, who says you can't have derech cheres? But the Brisker Rav is suggesting, the lumdus he's working with, is that since there's a din in the kais, you have to drink a kais derech cheres, so that they establish wine. They never gave you, oh, you can use the drink of the menina, the chamar menina. If it's a mitzvah like kais, that's what the Brisker Rav says, it's totally, and this machlokes is taisis in the Rambam. If it's just a mitzvah like kais, so just like you mekayim kiddush and chama medina, you can mekayim dalet kais as a chama medina. But according to the Rambam, that it's a din of cheres, that there's a din to drink for kais, is there a cheres, you can't use chama medina.
Kiddush Friday night, you can't use chama medina.
Thank you for joining me.
Friday night, you can't use chama medina.
It's a machlokes rishonim. Some hold you can. I was afraid you didn't ask that.
If you don't want guy, you make a machala.
Yeah, right.
Chala, not either one or chala.
Yeah, but you can't do abakaisis and chala.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.